You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, by now, I'm pretty sure you guys have heard about the event that went down on that train. The unfortunate termination of a young, innocent woman. Now, as you know, I can definitely be extreme in my critiques of the modern woman. However, I am not too far gone to where I am not going to talk about the truly innocent of women. And in this case, this woman, for everything that was seen on that video, was truly and completely innocent. And she was actually a productive member of society. Now, before I go into the article, the one thing that I'm not going to do that a lot of people have seemed to have done in covering this event was make it about race. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to make this about what it truly is, an evil versus innocent situation. Now, let's get into the article that was published on the 8th of September. Ukrainian woman stabbed to deletion in an unprovoked attack while riding the train in North Carolina. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein said Monday he was quote unquote appalled by the unprovoked termination of a Ukrainian woman on Charlotte's light rail system late last month, with the recent release of the attack on video causing national outrage. Now, what did he say? It happened late last month. Here's the question. Why was this not such a huge article at the end of August? Well, when you really look into it, the national lamestream leftist propagandist media did everything they could to bury the story. Why? Because it did not suit their agenda. Yeah. Absolutely sick and disgusting. Quote unquote, I am heartbroken for the family of Irina Zarutska, who lost their loved one in this senseless act of violence. And I am appalled by the footage of her termination. We need more cops on the beat to keep people safe, Stein said in a statement on Monday. Yes, that is part of the answer. However, the other part of the answer is that career criminals should not be walking the street. These lunatic leftist liberal judges need to be brought to task. Zarutska, 23, was fatally stabbed on the 22nd of August, just before 10 p.m., while riding the Lynx Blue Line in Charlotte, according to an affidavit obtained by ABC News. According to the affidavit, Zarutska boarded the train and sat in an aisle directly in front of the suspect, who I am not going to name because he's a piece of shit whose name is not worthy to leave my tongue, who was seen in a window seat wearing an orange sweatshirt. Now, that is important. Why? Because something that the video picks up later as he leaves the train. The train travels for approximately 4.5 minutes before the suspect pulls a knife out of his pocket, unfolds the knife, pauses, then stands up and strikes at the victim 3 times, according to an affidavit obtained by ABC News. Prior to the stabbing, there appeared to be no interaction between the victim and defendant, the affidavit said. Yes, if you watch the video, she comes in, sits down, she's on her, you know, phone, earbuds in and everything, completely minding her own business. Zarutska, was pronounced deleted at the scene, and a witness directed officials to the location of the suspect, the affidavit said. He was arrested after he was released from the hospital with quote-unquote non-threatening injuries sustained at the time of the incident and was charged with first-degree termination. Now, let's circle back to something real quick. If you watch the video, at first he's wearing an orange sweatshirt, but afterwards he walks around, but then right before he leaves the train, he takes the sweatshirt off to reveal that he's wearing a black and white t-shirt. Does that sound like somebody that was crazy? No, that sounds like somebody that intentionally sought out a target, struck, and tried to get away with it by walking off the train. The 34-year-old piece of crap has a criminal record, including larceny and breaking and entering charges. He also spent 5 years in prison for robbery with a dangerous weapon, starting in 2015, according to the North Carolina Department of Adult Corrections. His next court appearance is scheduled for September 19th, according to court records. It is unclear whether he has an attorney who can speak on his behalf. There should be no attorney willing to take this guy on. Charlotte Mayor V. Lyles said the termination was a senseless and tragic loss. And he said prayers remain with Zarutka's family as they continue to grieve through an unimaginable time. Like so many of you, I am heartbroken, and I've been thinking hard about what safety really looks like in our city. I remain committed to doing all we can to prevent our residents and ensure Charlotte is a place where everyone feels safe. Let me go back and say, protect our residents, Lyles said in a statement on Saturday. The Charlotte Area Transit System confirmed to ABC News that there was not security on board the train at the time of the attack, with a spokesperson saying, quote unquote, security teams patrol the system. They likely are not stationed in one area. Well, how about this? Instead of needing security to patrol, how about we have a better crop of people? Yeah. How about we have more intact families? How about we have more fathers in the household to teach their children discipline? I know, that is a too far-fetched idea because that actually makes sense. And having fathers in the home actually takes money away from the coffers of the prison industrial complex. Yeah. There are so many industries that will be affected if fathers remained in the home and actually taught their children how to be better people. At the time of the incident, they were riding on a train directly in front of where the incident occurred, a spokesperson for CATS told ABC News. According to Zarutska's obituary, she was born in Ukraine and immigrated to the U.S. with her mother, sister, and brother to escape the war, and she quickly embraced her new life in the United States. The 23-year-old, who was described as a gifted and passionate artist, will be remembered for her kindness, her creativity, and lasting impression she left on everyone she met, according to her obituary. President Trump said he had seen the horrible video and gave his love and hope to the family of Zarushka when asked about the incident on Monday. Gentlemen, this is absolutely disgusting. It is. Now, I've been poking my head around. There was literally a GoFundMe that this guy set up that ended up getting almost $50,000 before it was shut down. Yeah. A sick society that we live in, which now I am fully in the camp of let it burn. Let this world burn. I got my marshmallows, hot dogs, my synthetic companion, and my drinks. I want to watch the world burn. Because if this is what society and the world is going to produce, this is what they're going to defend, then yeah, it deserves to burn. This guy was an absolute piece of crap that had been let out multiple times by these lunatic leftist judges who want to appear, oh, we're so soft on crime. Unfortunately, the police have their hands tied because nobody wants to talk about this. The fact that we are such a litigious society here in America, everybody is looking for a quick payday through a lawsuit. Damn near everybody. And of course, the cops are the easiest targets. Now, of course, you would have the pro-blacks and the black activists who will say, well, if we go back to the original, you know, cause and original function for the police, they used to be slave catchers and blah, 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 blah. Nah. Miss me with that nonsense. Miss me with that shit. Yes, history is fucked up, but stop using history, stop using the past to justify your fuckery in the present. Absolutely disgusting. But yeah, these lunatic leftist judges, they know what they're doing, and they should be brought to task for it. Now, me personally, if I had my way, I would tell this guy, listen, you're going to have your trial. However, it is crystal clear what you did. So we're going to give you the death penalty. Your coffin will be ready. And here's what we're going to let you do. You're going to get to choose your execution method. You can either hang, have the electric chair, or face a firing squad. And then on top of that, we're going to make your family pay for whatever method that you choose. And it will be a public execution. Yeah. In my humble opinion, it's time to bring back various forms of medieval executions. Yeah. And make executions public. People want to say, well, that's not going to be a deterrent. Yes, it is. All these people that sit on death row for years and years. No. They're nothing more than drains on the taxpayer. These people who are doing life for taking someone else's life, drains on the taxpayer. No, Now, have there been some innocent people? Yes. Now, that goes back to cleaning up the police force. Yes, it does. There are some rogue cops that are bad. They need to be rooted out. Root those bad cops out. Reestablish good relationships with the neighborhoods. And when it comes to black cops, yeah. Black cops have it worse. Why? Because the inherent programmed disrespect towards black men by black women, by the government. Oh, yeah, I'm going deep with this one. I'm going deep. Yeah. So a lot of things need to be corrected. However, in my humble opinion, it's too far gone. This society's too far gone. Charleston White had a very interesting interview with Anton Daniels where he talked about how Democrats use criminals to make money. Yeah. Every time someone talks about, oh my God, Trump is bringing in the National Guard into Chicago or LA or any blue city. Yeah, they're blue cities. Why? Because they're crime infested and they make money off of that crime. Yeah. Can't tell me that's not true, but that is definitely a deeper dive for another video. But I will say this. Rest easy, young lady. Rest easy. You damn sure did not deserve to go out the way you did. And yeah, this guy, he needs to be executed immediately. Just has to happen. No more life in prison. You've had a lengthy criminal career. You've shown that you are not an asset to society, even though that young woman was immigrated over here, got a job, was a positive contributor to society, and she met her end at the hands of a violent piece of crap who was a drain on society. Yeah, yeah, absolutely disgusting. But gentlemen, let me close out this video by saying this. As bad as this situation was, there is still a lesson to be learned. And that lesson is this. Watch your six. Do not be so distracted by your phone that you don't keep your head on the swivel. That's something else. This society has had people so indoctrinated to keep their face in a screen that they absolutely are oblivious to the world around them. Surely are. But yeah, the answer, cops is a good thing, but if we had a better crop of citizens, we wouldn't need police. But like I said, that's too far-fetched of a concept because it makes too much sense. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you criminals out there that think that the system is going to keep protecting you, no. Mm-mm. In my humble opinion, sometimes street justice, vigilantism is definitely a preferred method, because we have a system that actively protects and releases criminals back into the general population just to keep the general population afraid so they can be dependent on the system. Nah. I hope more individuals start taking matters into their own hands, because guess what? That's what it's going to take. When the system can be relied on, guess what? Retribution and vigilantism can be. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.